From Hollywood, here's Mickey Rooney, Louis Stone, and Faye Holden in The Hardy Family. We're proud to present The Hardy Family, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer motion picture series, which brought delight to millions and reflected the common joys and tribulations of the average American family. And now, here are the same great stars in the parts they created on the screen. Louis Stone, Mickey Rooney, and Faye Holden, The Hardy Family. Get-rich-quick schemes. The fast, the easy dollar. But probably no man has dreamed of it more, longed for it harder than Andy Hardy.
A syndicate, Andy?
Yeah, that's right, Beezy. You and me, huh?
Yeah.
And inside of a week, we can make thousands. Thousands, Beezy.
Of dollars?
Yeah. So what do you say, huh, kid? What do you say, Beezy?
I don't know, Andy.
Oh, what's the matter? Don't you like the idea of making thousands?
Like it?
Yeah.
I love it. But it's the initial capital investment I'm worried about.
Initial capital
investment? After all, Andy, a dollar is a lot of money.
Beezy, where's your imagination, your vision? I'm willing to let you in on a scheme to make you rich, a scheme that took me weeks to work out. And you worry about a measly buck.
Well, I...
Okay, all right, okay. Okay, keep your dollar. But when you see me driving around in my new convertible spending money like water, I don't want you to come crying to me.
A new convertible?
That's right.
Okay, Andy, I'm with you.
Good.
Here's my dollar.
Shake, partner.
Shake. You really think it's a good idea, huh, Andy?
I know it is, Beezy. I spent weeks thinking about it. Did all sorts of research. Read dozens of books. We can't miss.
Oh, boy. There's only one thing, Andy.
Yeah, what's that?
What if the first horse we bet on doesn't win?
On the horses, Andrew?
That's right, Dad.
You mean you're going to bet on the horses?
James, right. Talk to him.
Well, son, I...
You tell him he mustn't.
Andrew, you don't
know... Well, tell
know
him that you won't allow it.
Andrew, I...
Tell him he'll lose his money.
Andrew, you
oh,
should...
Oh, James, why don't you say something?
Huh? Oh, yes. Thank you very much, Emily. Thank you. Now, son, I
oh,
think...
Oh, tell him he'll lose...
I will, Emily, if you'll just give me half a chance.
Sorry, dear. Well, go ahead, tell him.
Tell him? My dear, you've already told him everything there is to tell. There's nothing left for me to say.
Look, Dad, I know what the dangers of horse betting are. But you don't have to worry. Beezy and I don't intend to make a career out of this.
No, you don't?
No, of course not. We're just going to bet on him until we make a small killing.
Till you make a small killing.
Yeah, you see, Dad, I want to get into a good, substantial business that'll make me rich in a couple of years. That's where the horses come in.
James.
Yes, dear?
James, tell him.
What?
If he...
Now, Emily, please, let's not start that all over again. Now, look, Andrew, I think that your desire to get into a substantial, profitable business is very commendable. And I appreciate your need of capital. But believe me, your solution doesn't lie in betting on horses.
Oh, it does. It does, Dad. It does. I've done a lot of thinking about it. And it's the only way.
James.
Look, Mom. Look, now, listen, please, dear. You start with $2, say. Two measly little dollars, and you bet on a horse. Let's say it pays 3-1. All right, you win 6 plus your original 2. That's $8. You bet that on another horse, 5-1, say. That gives you $48. All of that back on a horse at, say, 4-1. See, only 3 races, and you've already got over $200 starting with only 2.
No, but, Andrew, what if one of the horses loses?
That, Dad, is my ace of hope. I have a system.
Oh, you got a system, huh?
A foolproof, infallible system.
Andrew, the poorhouses of this country are full of men who have foolproof, infallible systems.
Not like this one, Dad. I got it from a book called The One Sure Way to Make Horses Pay.
Andrew, there's only one sure way to make a horse pay, and that's put him in front of a milk wagon.
Oh, Dad, look, this one's a little different. It's got... Wait, I'll get it, folks. I'll be right back.
James. James, you've just got to stop him.
No, Emily, just take it easy.
Oh, but James, horse racing.
I know, Emily, there's nothing wrong with horse racing. It's a fine sport and beautiful to watch.
Perhaps, dear, but Andy wants to bet on them.
Well, perhaps I could talk Andrew out of it. No doubt if I ordered him not to, he'd obey me. But neither of those things would ever convince him.
Oh, yet. But James...
Always in the back of his mind would be the belief that he could have gotten rich by betting on horses.
Oh, yes, I suppose so.
I'd like him to learn from his own experience that gambling simply doesn't work.
Yes, James, but how?
I've got an idea.
Oh,
suppose...
That was busy. He wanted me to meet him downtown to look at some convertibles.
Oh.
Now, Dad, getting back to the horse.
I've been thinking.
Yes.
You know, perhaps you're right.
Huh?
Yes, you know, they're having races out at the county fair. So why don't you get busy and we'll all go out there tomorrow and give it a try.
Goodness, James, so many people.
Yes, dear, it does seem...
Okay, Andy, I got our bet down. $2 on the nose.
Oh, good.
What horse are you betting on, Andy?
Double Cedar.
Double Cedar?
Yeah.
Well, could I ask why you picked that one?
Well, certainly. You see, according to the system, you study all the horses in the race from every point of view.
Uh-huh.
You take the horse's post position, add the jockey's weight, divide that by the time it took the horse to run the same distance last time out.
Uh-huh.
Add to that... 5 points for every time he's won before. 3 points for every time he's been second, and 1 for every time he's been third. Did I leave anything out, Peasy?
Yeah. You divide that total by 2 if the track is muddy and by 3 if it's fast.
Yeah, that's right. Then the horse with the highest points, that's your horse.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds as if you need an adding machine.
Well, it certainly covers every possible contingency, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure. That's the beauty of it, Dad. You see, if it...
Horses are at the post.
No, I don't see it. Come on, 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 come on. The race hasn't started.
I'm sorry. Boy, Andy, we got 3.5 to 1 on Double Cedar.
3.5 to 1, that's
9. They're off.
Double Cedar,
Dog Victor, Sandy Jack, Orsino, and Sweet Lady.
Stay there, Double Cedar. Stay there, boy.
It's Double Cedar by a length, and here comes Sweet Lady.
What?
Double Cedar by a nose. No, it's Sweet Lady, and then Double Cedar.
Double Cedar!
Sweet Lady by a nose.
Double Cedar. Drop dead.
Double Cedar. He should be pulling an ice wagon.
Well, that's too bad, boys. That's too bad. Now, what do you suppose went wrong with your sisters?
What went wrong with his system? Sweet Lady, that's what went wrong. Imagine being beaten by a horse like that.
Well, how did Sweet Lady rate in your system, Andrew?
Let me see the paper, will you please?
Yeah, here.
I see Sweet Lady, the count, so and so forth. Worst horse in the race.
Well, that's an interesting system you've got there, Andrew.
Look at the odds Sweet Lady's going to pay, 35 to 1. That shows you right there that nobody expected this horse to win.
Oh, that's not so, Andy.
Huh? Well, who did expect him to win, Mom? Tell me.
Well, I did.
What? Listen, Mom, it's easy enough to say that after the race is over. Everybody's
going
to win.
Oh, no, Andy, no, no. I knew it all along. Look, I have Sweet Lady underlined on my program.
Holy smoke, she has. Gee whiz, Mom. What made you pick Sweet Lady?
Well, she got the prettiest name in the race.
What was that you said?
Oh, brother.
Well, it's just one of those lucky things, Mom. You couldn't pick another winner in a million years.
Oh, no, I don't suppose I could.
Well, what do we do now, Andy? It looks like the syndicate's out of business.
That was just a fluke, Beast. Look how close we came, huh? Let's go for another buck apiece, huh?
Oh, sure. Now I'm game.
Great. Who do we have picked for the second?
Now, let me see. Hideaway.
Yeah. Okay, Beasy, put $2 on his nose.
Andy?
Yes, dear.
I wouldn't if I were you.
What do you mean, why? Why not?
Well, because Simpleton is going to win.
Simpleton? What makes you think so?
Well, dear, when I was a girl, I had a teacher whose name was Miss Simon.
So?
Well, Miss Simon. Simpleton. Simple. Simon. See?
Say, Dad, did you hear that? Did you hear that, Dad?
Around the turn, it's Simpleton by two lengths, Happy Lad and Saranap.
Come on, Hideaway. Come on, boy. Get up there.
It's your race, Hideaway. You're supposed to run, you know.
Stretch, it's Simpleton, Happy Lad, Saranap, Gold Rose, Dog, Biscuit, and Hideaway. Simpleton by three lengths, Happy Lad and Saranap. And here they come across the finish line. Simpleton by five lengths, Happy Lad, Saranap, Gold Rose, Dog, Biscuit, and Hideaway.
You see that? The jockey had to practically get off and push that horse across the finish line.
Well, Andy, there goes the syndicate again.
Yeah.
Well, it's working, Emily.
What is the...
My plan in bringing Andrew down here so he can see that gambling doesn't pay.
Oh, yes, dear, yes. James, if I'd been betting, how much would I have won by now?
Well, a dollar bet on the first horse would have won you $70.
Oh.
You see, Emily... The only way for a boy to learn is by actual experience.
Mm. Oh, yes, dear, you're so right, yes. James, how much would I have now if I'd bet all my winnings on the second horse?
What's that? Well, $70 at 4-1 is $280.
Really?
Uh-huh. You know, I think this afternoon's experience is going to show Andrew.
$280?
That's right. I think it's going to show Andrew. Fallacy of gambling.
James, how long has this been going on?
Oh, Emily, no.
In a moment, the Hardy family will return. But first, a word from your announcer. To the Hardy Family, starring Mickey Rooney, Lewis Stone, and Faye Holden. Many men have gone out of business by betting on horse races, but Andy Hardy is probably the first person who tried to get into business that way, with, so far, not much luck.
Say, PC, shall we go for another dollar apiece?
Oh, come on. Well, okay, but only on one condition.
Now, what's that?
That we let your mother pick the horse.
But, Beasy, those two wins of hers were just flukes. Pure luck. But
look, it's your mother's selection or nothing, Andy.
All right. Let's see who she likes in the third. Mom!
What is it, dear?
Mom, honey, who do you like in the third?
I beg your pardon?
He means what horse is going to win the third race.
Yeah. Oh! Yeah. Spookship, of course.
Why, Mrs. Hardy, why?
Well, I like mystery stories.
Okay, Andy, $2 on Spookship's nose.
Yeah, wait, Beasy, not so fast, please. See what the experts have to say about Spookship. Let me see. Spookship, here it is. The tipster says, and I quote, "If this horse doesn't have an inferiority complex yet, this race will give it to him."
Is that what he says?
Yeah, that's what he said. Here, Charlie the Tout says, quote, "Cannot outrun a fat-legged old man."
What do you think, Mrs. Hardy?
Are those men supposed to be experts?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness, how little they know.
What do you mean? Is that your frank opinion, Mrs. Hardy?
Why, yes.
Well, that's good enough for me. Andy, $2 on Spook Ship's nose.
Easy, listen.
Spook Ship, Andy, or no syndicate.
Around the turn, it's buy a nose, have a nap, double come, and Spook Ship.
Come on, Spook Ship. Get off your knees and run.
Oh, Spook Ship, faster, faster. Come on, over here.
It's buy a nose, buy a nose. Double come and
come
Spook. No, it's buy a nose and Spook Ship. They're neck and neck.
Come on, come
it's
buy
a nose and Spook Ship. Spook Ship, the winner.
Well, we did it.
Mrs. Hardy, I love you.
Oh, thank you, BZ. Oh, BZ, put me down.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Hardy. I guess I lost my hand.
Yeah, look at it. 7-1. 7-1 he's going to pay, Beezy. 7-1. That's $14. Less than $4 we lost in the first two races. We're ahead. $10, Beezy. 10 beautiful simoleons.
We're rich.
Well, Emily, you're certainly helping me make my point.
Point? Oh, is he running in the next race?
Never mind, Emily.
Beezy, what do you say we plunge, huh? $5 on the next race?
Sure, what the heck?
Sure, attaboy. But, Mom, who do you like in the fourth?
The fourth?
Yes, dear.
Slowfoot.
Tell me why, dear. Why?
Well, my mother had a friend, and this friend had an uncle, and he...
Never mind. Look, $5 on Slowfoot.
Yeah, sure, Annie.
Andrew.
Yes, Dad, yes.
If you'd like, I'll go down and place the bet for you.
Would you?
Yes, that'll give you time to find out why your mother likes Slowfoot.
Oh, Dad, you wouldn't mind.
No, of course not. Besides, give me something to do.
Well, thanks, Dad. Here's a fiver.
All right, I'll be back in a minute.
James! Okay.
James!
What is it, Emily?
Here's $2. Put it on Slowfoot's nostrils in the fourth.
And it's Slowfoot by 5 lengths.
We won! Okay, Dad, would you place a bet for us, huh?
Oh, and for me, too, dear.
How much do you want to bet?
How much? Shoot the works.
You mean all of it on short hair and the six?
Every last cent, Dad. Every last cent.
Yeah.
And, Dad.
Yeah?
Buy yourself a hot dog or something, will you? There's only one more race.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, and who do you like, Mom? Who do you like?
Oh, let me see the program again.
Sure. Please give me that program, will you?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I was just sort of trying out your method of selection, Mrs. Hardy. Take this horse named Hot Toddy, for instance. That's my father's favorite. He leaves you cold, doesn't he, Mrs. Hardy?
Yes, BZ, I'm afraid he does. Besides, BZ, I heard the man behind me say he was a sleeper. I don't want to put money on him if he's going to fall asleep.
Yes, ma'am. Well, who do you like, ma'am?
Well, just a second.
Dad, how much money do we have now?
Well, after winning the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh races, your syndicate is now worth $328.
Oh, did you give that piece of $300? What do you say, PC? Did we go for the pile?
Natch.
Okay, Dad. Bet the whole thing.
The whole thing?
That's right, yeah.
Well, Andrew, I don't
think... How much do I have, James?
Have $130, Emily.
Let it ride.
What? Now listen, Albie.
What?
Just listen, Albie. There's something I have to tell you.
What, Dad?
Never mind, Emily. What horse did you choose, Emily?
I'm not sure, dear. None of the names of the horses in this range mean anything.
Wait a minute. Number four.
What
horse is that?
Number four. Let's see. That's Tread Easy.
That's Gigi.
Yes.
Why? Well, just now, when I glanced up...
Yeah?
He winked at me.
Tread Easy, Hot Toddy, and Winnipile. Tread Easy, Winnipile, Hot Toddy.
Tread Easy, oh, come on, Tread Easy.
Come on, Tread Easy, glory on, Tread Easy.
Come on, Winnipile.
What?
Winnipile, run, you dog.
Yeah, how can you? Come on, Tread Easy.
Traitor. Come on, Tread Easy.
It's Tread Easy. Tread Easy. It's Ionosa.
Shops in town.
Any business we can go into now. Yeah, how about Wall Street?
What better business is there than this? Where else can you increase your investment 1,200 times in a couple of hours, I ask you?
Yeah. You mean we're going
to
keep...
Why, sir, this is our business, BZ. We'll take my mother from track to track.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
In no time. From track to track, dear. We'll take her from track to track.
She'll pick the horses.
Just hold everything from... Now, please.
James, you can be dying.
Now, listen to me.
You can handle our bets.
Well, I don't know about that, Annie. Don't forget, he was yelling for Winnipile in the last race.
Yeah. How about that? What about that, Dad?
Well... Yeah, that was rather strange, dear.
Strange? I call it treason.
Well, the fact of the matter is... You've got to understand that I thought I was doing you all a very big favor.
Favor? What favor? What are you trying to tell us, Dad?
Well, I'm trying to tell you that I didn't place your bets.
What?
James.
I don't believe it. I don't believe you didn't place a bet.
Listen to me, please.
I'm sick. Dad, you mean from the beginning you didn't place our bets?
From the beginning.
Yes. Oh, I'm sicker now.
You mean I don't have $1,000?
That's right, Emily. You don't have $1,000.
And we, BZ and I, we don't have $2,500 either.
I have only your original $5.
I'll sue. That's what I'll do. I'll sue. I'll take you to the Supreme Court if necessary. Yeah. The Supreme Court, do you hear me?
Now, BZ, just restrain yourself. Emily, I never thought... I thought it was impossible for you to win every race. I thought sooner or later you'd have to lose one, and then I'd give you back each your original money.
Oh, Dad.
Oh,
my beautiful wardrobe gone. Oh, James.
The Supreme Court! I tell you, the Supreme Court!
Your attention, ladies and gentlemen. Your attention, please. Tread Easy has been disqualified. The winner of the last race is Winnipile. Winnipile!
Well, what do you know?
What does that mean? What does it mean?
Well, it means, Emily, that you didn't win the last race after all.
We didn't?
No. And as for you, BZ, I'm afraid you no longer have a case to take to the Supreme Court.
Yes, sir.
How do you like that? 1 second a millionaire, the next pauper. Dad.
Yes, son?
Dad, if you ever catch me betting on anything again...
Yes?
Would you just give me, please, a good swift kick in the...
James, dear.
Yes, Emily?
Me, too.
Thank you.
here again is the Hardy family.
Dad, you took an awful chance of not making the bets for us.
I know, son, I know. Don't think I didn't have a few very bad minutes there when it looked like you'd won.
Well, I'll bet you did, but it sure turned out for the best.
I'm glad it did, son.
Now I know why they call it the sport of kings. You got to be a king to afford it.
Characters created by Arania Russo. This program was written by Frank Tarloff. Direction is by Joe Bigelow. Original music was composed and conducted by Jerry Fielding. Supporting cast included Dick Crenna and Stanley Prager. Jack McCoy speaking.